Hello and welcome to The Dress Circle. This is Michael Kanacki.
And this is Ted Otten.
And Ted has been at it again. He's been scouring everything he can scour to find some new CDs for us to use. Now, these aren't necessarily new CDs to the world, but they're recent acquisitions to us, and we thought this would be a good way to introduce them.
And sometimes we're going to be playing multiple selections, sometimes just one, but we wanted you to know that these CDs exist and now belong to us. The first album we're going to is called the Burt Bacharach album, and it features Hollywood performers and Broadway performers doing the songs of Burt Bacharach, people like Susan Egan, LaShawn's, Jane Krakowski, and Guy Haynes are included in the lineup of singers, but we have decided to use one called Bacharach at the Movies. And this is performed by the four men who are one of the many casts of a show called Forever Plaid. And they're listed on the CD as the Plaids. Their names are James Campbell, Leo Dagenault, David Engel, and Larry Rabin. And they're going to be singing four Burt Bacharach movie songs. The first one is his theme for The Blob. The second one, the theme for The Man Who Shot Liberty Valance. And then Hot Spell, which according to the notes is the song that convinced Bruce Kimmel, who's the producer of the CD, to do the CD. And then from Butch Cassidy, Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head.
Beware of the blob, it leaps and leaps and glides and slides across the floor, right through the door and all around the wall. A splotch, be careful of the blob. Pop, beware of the blob, it creeps and leaps and glides and slides across the floor, right through the door and all around the wall. A splotch, be careful of the blob. Pop.
When Liberty Valance rode to town, the women folk would hide, they'd hide.
When Liberty Valance walked around, the men would step aside.
'Cause the point of a gun was the only law that Liberty understood. When it came to shooting straight and fast, he was mighty good.
Of a dawn
so far.
going on my head. And just like the guy whose feet are too big for his bed, nothing seems to fit. Those raindrops keep falling on my head, they keep falling. So I just did me some talking to the sun, and I said I didn't like the way he got things done. Sleeping on the job, those raindrops are falling on my head, they keep falling. But there's one thing I know, the blues they send to meet me won't defeat me. It won't be long till happiness steps up to greet me. Raindrops keep falling on my head, but that doesn't mean my eyes will soon be turning red. Crying's not for me, 'cause I'm never gonna stop the rain by complaining. Because I'm free, nothing's worrying me.
From a CD on the Verrays Sarah Band label called the Burt Bacharach Album, you heard Bacharach at the Movies, sung by the Plaids.
One of the cast recordings that we finally got was the Color Purple revival from 2016. We'll listen to three songs from this cast recording. The first features Cynthia Erivo with the Women's Chorus with Somebody's Gonna Love You.
Got nothing to give you but a prayer. God's gonna see you through. To part with you more than I can bear. But somebody's gonna love you. This much I know is true. Sleep, baby, sleep. 'Cause somebody's gonna love you. Oh, I'm always gonna love you.
Cynthia Erivo from the 2016 revival of The Color Purple with Somebody's Gonna Love You.
The Color Purple is one of my favorite books and favorite films, and I've used both in a class I used to teach called Literature into Film. And outside of Celie, my favorite character is Sophia, and in this recording she's sung by Danielle Brooks. Her big song is called Hell No. And Danielle Brooks sings it with Cynthia Erivo and the Women's Chorus.
You told Hoppo to beat me!
I'm sorry.
I love Hoppo, God knows I do, but I'd kill him dead before I let him anybody beat me. All my life I've had to fight. I had to fight my daddy. I had to fight my brothers, my cousins, my uncles too. But I never, 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 never thought I'd have to fight in my own house. I feel sorry for you, to tell you the truth. You were my remind me of my mama under your husband's thumb. Nah, you under your husband's foot. What he say go? Why you so scared? I never know. But if a man raise his hand, hell no. Hell no. Girl, child ain't safe in a family of means. Sick and tired how a woman still live like a slave. Oh, you better learn how to fight back. While you still alive, you show them girls and beat back that jive. Cause when a man just don't give a damn, hell no, woo, hell no.
Well, what you gonna do then?
My sister's coming to get me. I think I need a vacation up and away from here.
But Hoppo's your husband. You got to stay with him. I know you love him.
When that man used to touch me, he'd climb on top and start to rock me away. Lord knows I still love him, but he tried to make me mind, and I just ain't that kind. Hell no.
Sometimes my husband get on me so hard it hurt me all over. But he's my husband, so I just talk to my old maker. This life will soon be over. Heaven lasts always.
Well, what you ought to do is bash mister's head open and think on heaven later. You can't stay here, girl. Sister!
From the revival of The Color Purple, you heard Hell No. Danielle Brooks, Cynthia Erivo, and the Women's Chorus performed it.
Cynthia Erivo got a Tony Award for her performance as Celie, and she's joined next by Jennifer Hudson, who played Shug Avery. Here they are to sing the hit song from the score, What About Love?
Is that me? Who's floating away? Lifted up to the clouds by a kiss. Never felt nothing like this. Than me, I don't recognize. Love's the one thing I knew all about. I had it all figured out.
But what about trust? What about trust? What about tenderness?
Tenderness.
What about tears when I'm happy? What about wings when I fall? I want you to be a story for me that I can believe in forever. So
what about
love? Will you be my light in the storm? What about wings when I fall? I want you to be a story for me that I can believe in forever.
And
final song from the 2016 revival of The Color Purple featured Cynthia Erivo and Jennifer Hudson, and the song was What About Love?
Our next CD is called Who Wants Love? Cabaret and Film Songs by Franz Waxman. Now, Waxman is known primarily as a film score composer, and some 20 of the themes from his film scores have been made into cabaret songs. I found the CD interesting, but not terribly enjoyable, since it's the same singer for the entire CD, and it gets a little wearing. We're only going to play one of them, and the soloist is baritone Robert Osborne, and you might recognize this as the theme from a Bette Davis film called Old Acquaintance, and Old Acquaintance is the title.
Something has happened to your kiss. It lacks that old-time flame. You say I'm wrong, but I know this. Darling, you're not the same. I guess I'm just an old acquaintance. Just someone that you used to know. Once you couldn't be close enough to me. Darling, recently you're so distant. I know you've made a new say, I'm just an old acquaintance now. Once you couldn't be close enough to me, darling, recently.
Robert Osborne sang Old Acquaintance, a film song by Franz Waxman.
A very popular show on Broadway right now, and one that's touring, is Waitress. It was nominated for several Tony Awards, including one for its leading lady, Jessie Mueller, who played Jenna. And she'll be singing our next song called What Baking Can Do, which kind of gives you a little bit of insight into her life, which isn't really very happy, an unhappy marriage and some problems, but she finds solace in the diner where she cooks and bakes. Here is Jessie Mueller with the Girls' Chorus with What Baking Can Do.
Can
Jesse Mueller and the girls from Waitress with What Baking Can Do.
During the course of Waitress, we also get to know some of Jenna's friends, and one of those is another waitress who is using the example of Jenna's life, a little reluctant to form any permanent attachments to anybody. And she has a wonderful solo. Well, actually, it's not a solo. She's assisted by some of the other girls who work as waitresses in the diner. But here is Kamiko Glenn to sing a wonderful comic song called When He Sees Me.
I stick with real things, usually facts and figures. When information's in its place, I minimize the guessing game. Guess what?
What?
I don't like guessing games or when I feel things before I know the feelings. How am I supposed to operate if I'm just tossed around by fate? Like on an unexpected date with a stranger who might talk too fast or ask me questions about myself before I've decided that he can ask me questions about myself. He might sit too close or call the waiter by his first name or eat Oreos, but eat the cookie before the cream. But what scares me the most, what scares me the most, is what if when he sees me, what if he doesn't like it? What if he runs the other way and I can't hide from it? What happens then if when he knows me, he's only disappointed? What if I give myself away to only get it given back? I couldn't live with that.
Don't you think you're being a little, I mean, maybe just a tad?
I'm not defensive. I'm simply being cautious. I can't risk reckless dating due to my miscalculating. Why? A certain suitor stands in line. I've seen in movies, most made for television. You cannot be too careful when it comes to sharing your life. I could end up a miserable. Some sort of psychopath who escaped from an institution somewhere where they don't have girls. He could have masterminded some way to find me. He could be colorblind. How untrustworthy is that? He could be less than kind. Or even worse, he could be very nice, have lovely eyes, and make me laugh, come out of hiding. What do I do with that? Oh God, what if when he sees me, I like him and he knows it? What if he opens up a door and I can't close it? What happens then if when he holds me, my heart is set in motion? I'm not prepared for that, I'm scared of breaking open. But still I can't help from hoping to find someone to talk to who likes the way I am. Someone who when he sees me wants to
Jenna, the heroine of Waitress, has a life that's full of ups and downs, and one of the ups is that song from her friend, and that was performed by Kamiko Glenn and the other waitresses. It was called When He Sees Me.
This is Michael Kanacki.
And this is Ted Otten.
You're listening to Recent Acquisitions Part 1 on The Dress Circle. Well, we have one more song from Waitress, and we'll go back to Jesse Mueller. And once again, it's a song basically about her life and looking back and deciding if it's going to have a future that doesn't include Earl. The song is entitled She Used to Be Mine.
It's not simple to say that most days I don't recognize me, that these shoes and this apron, that place and its patrons have taken more than I gave them. It's not easy to know I'm not anything like I used to be, although it's true I was never attention sweet center. I still remember that girl. She's imperfect, but she tries. She is good, but she lies. She is hard on herself. She is broken and won't ask for help. She is messy, but she's kind. She is lonely most of the time. She is all of this mixed up and baked in a beautiful pie. She is gone, but she used to be. Slips in through a back door and carves out a person and makes you believe it's all true. And now I got you. You're not what I asked for. If I'm honest, I know I would give it all back for a chance.
From the musical Waitress, you heard Jesse Mueller singing She Used to Be Mine, and I am giving you a caveat. I had nothing to do with our next choices.
But I did make you listen to the whole CD.
Two albums on one CD.
17 selections long. And I look back and I say, fabulous 50s? I'm not so sure. The title of the CD is Young Love. The Best of Tab Hunter.
And it was 17 songs. Really?
And I don't know whether I would consider any of them in the category of best anything. And I'm sort of ashamed to admit, being a 1950s person myself, sort of, that the first song you're going to hear was number one on the American Hit Parade for 6 weeks in 1957. But I'm going to subject all of you to the song, too. Here is Tab Hunter and a chorus to sing Young Love.
They say for every boy and girl there's just one love in this whole world, and I know I found mine. The heavenly touch of your embrace tells me no one could take your place ever in my heart. Young love,
first love,
filled with true devotion. Young love, from your sweet lips will tell me that your love is real, and I can feel that it's true. We will vow to one another there will never be another love for you.
From Young Love, the best of Tab Hunter, you heard Tab Hunter sing his 1957 number one hit, Young Love.
As often with songs from the 50s and 60s, they would begin in one way and you think, oh, this sounds okay. And then that would stop, but the song would continue. And our next song is one of those. Tab Hunter and that unnamed chorus will begin, I'll be seeing you in apple blossom time. And then something else happens.
I'll be with you in apple blossom time. I'll be with you to change your name to mine. One day in May I'll come and say, happy the bride, the sun shines on today. What a wonderful wedding there will be. What a wonderful day for you and me. Church bells will chime, come and say, happy.
with Tab Hunter and the Unnamed Chorus singing Apple Blossom Time, we will bid farewell.
And I know you're glad about that, Michael. We're going now to the original cast recording of a musical that Michael and I were fortunate enough to see at its very first production at the George Street Playhouse in New Brunswick.
And loved.
We both liked it so much. It's about a wedding, and you know how much fun and unfun weddings can be. And this is a wedding that is absolutely full of surprises. And I won't spoil it for you in case you ever get to see a production. It has closed on Broadway. But this original cast recording is just splendid, and I cannot recommend it highly enough. The first song we're going to hear is from Two Sisters, and they are performed by Lisa Howard and Sierra Bagas. And one of them is young and very pretty. The other one is a few years older than her pretty sister and not quite so physically attractive. And the bride is getting ready for the wedding, and her sister is going to be her maid of honor. And that's the situation for a song called Perfect.
You've always been calm, you've always been zen, so breathe or do some yoga. The sister who's fun, who brings the sunlight where she goes. With every stormy tear, I watch her disappear. A smudge is only tragic if it shows. You're gonna be perfect. All you have to do is smile. It's my job to get you down the aisle. It'll be perfect. Side. I promise you will be the perfect bride. Believe in this day, believe in this guy, the love you have together. When setting the date, you couldn't wait 1 minute more. And every bride deserves a Vicodin for nerves. You'll say your vows a few feet off the floor. It's gonna be perfect. Not one place card out of place. I'll handle mom's neuroses case by case. I'll make it perfect. She'll have nothing bad to say. Not after I've produced the perfect day. Becca, you are sheer perfection. You don't have to try. You're everything mom wanted me to be. If we don't pass her inspection, no one's gonna die. She'll only spend a lifetime blaming me. Jenny, wait. You should know. You're the one who set the bar so high. Honestly, I've always looked up to you. The strongest, most selfless. No, you're the strong one. No, you're the strong one.
No, you.
You are,
no, you are,
no, you,
no, you,
no, you,
no, you,
no, you. It's gonna be perfect. We can be perfect. Enough to make mom speechless.
Well, nothing that extreme.
A moment's peace would be a dream. We'll make it perfect. We're the perfect.
From the original cast recording of It Should Have Been You, that was Perfect, sung by Lisa Howard and Sierra Bagas.
There are so many things happening in this, and it really is wonderful to discover them. But we'll give you a little bit of background information on the families, because this is a song for the in-laws and a few others. It's the title song, It Should Have Been You. Performing at our Tyne Daly, Anne L. Nathan, Josh Grissetti, Chip Zine, and Adam Heller.
Marty Kaufman.
Murray! Congratulations!
Me? What did I do?
Well...
I got a good deal on this hall, that's what I did. Half off the chuppah, and they threw in a panini station.
Impressive.
Thanks. You're not going to do anything crazy, are you, Marty?
Why would why?
Well, what with you and Rebecca?
It's in the past. Brian is...
Oh, he is. He's a terrific guy. It should have been you.
What?
It should have been you.
Right.
Somebody I like who makes me laugh should take my daughter for a wife. It shouldn't be him. I swear the guy can't tell a joke to save his life. He speaks Yiddish like he learned it from a nun. When he says, so new, if I had a gun, it should have been you.
Murray, the girls have disappeared.
Ah, so go find them. I'm having a minute here with Marty.
Your minute's up. Hello, Marty.
What'd I do?
My daughter breaks your heart, and you don't have the decency to call me.
Sorry?
It should have been you.
No.
And would have been you. If she'd only had the common sense to take my word that you were it. I told her he's always been around you. Might as well make him legit. Once you find a decent fit, you keep him on. It should have been you. Instead of this John.
Brian.
He's got a tattoo. Do you have a tattoo, Marty?
No.
It should have been you.
I don't know what to say. To think that you'd want me in your family.
It's not too late. Believe me, they say that every bride has got some doubt.
Exploit that, and if that doesn't work, just knock her out. Do something, you gotta save the day.
Even just to know you tried will make me feel less suicidal.
Does Rebecca know you feel this way?
Who is this young man here?
Uncle Morty, how have you been?
I'm serious, who are you?
Marty Kaufman, friend of Rebecca's?
It should have been you.
You too.
At least you're a Jew.
Thank you.
I don't have a thing against the Gentiles. I respect their heathen ways.
But everyone knows you never marry when you're in your goyim phase.
He's so white bread, he sweats mayonnaise.
It's true.
Of all of her men, it should have been you. Who are you again?
It's Marty, remember?
I thought he was Lou.
Who's Lou?
There is no Lou.
He didn't take his medication.
It should have been Lou.
It's not too late. Believe me, as long as there is love, there will be hope. And these days, monogamy is on a downward slope. This Brian could cheat on her today. Maybe I should talk to him and see if he likes older women.
I'm sorry, have we met?
Ah, this is my sister, Sheila.
I've heard so much about you.
Sheila, Marty comes from a good family.
Gee, thanks, Mrs. Steinberg.
It should have been you.
On cue.
Who's better than you?
Well, Lou.
They tell me you own your own apartment and some land upstate.
You two would have had the perfect children, what with genes that great?
They tell me you own your own apartment and
you own your own apartment.
His own apartment.
Perfect children, what with had the perfect children. You'd have made a matchless mate.
Well, it's been great.
He's trying.
Goodbye now. I know you're in demand.
He's trying.
Really, it's not what I had planned.
We know you are.
My daughter is my friend. Understand. Come on now, let's not get out of hand.
Right,
hold it, just stop. Can any of you even hear yourselves?
I certainly can't.
Marty, you don't know what you put us through. It could've, it would've, it should've been.
The title song from It Should Have Been You, performed by Tyne Daly, Anne L. Nathan, Josh Grizzetti, Chip Zine, and Adam Heller.
There seems to be an unwritten law that the bride's mother and the groom's mother cannot possibly be friends, and that's explored in our next song called Nice. Playing the mothers are Tyne Daly and Harriet Harris.
I hate nice. Nice is wrong. It's pretending you're weak when you're strong, 'cause you're walking on eggshells. God help me, Vaismere, I'm no good at faking sincere. To be nice. Thank you for the rehearsal dinner last night, Georgette. The food was delicious.
The Hampshire Club does do a good job, don't they? I think their secret is that they put bacon in practically everything.
Rebecca's Uncle Morty keeps kosher. He doesn't eat pork.
Not even bacon?
I hate nice. Nice is lies. It's befriending a bitch you despise when you just want to punch her. Mom, please don't make a scene. Careful not to say what you mean. This is nice.
Well, I won't tell him if you don't. Look at us, keeping secrets together. We're practically family already. It comes as no surprise to me. After all, I was a member of the first sorority at Radcliffe to allow people of the Jewish persuasion. I'll never forget that little Hebrew girl, Miriam. Miriam. We were great friends. Miriam something Stein. Stein. Which is it? I really wish you people would make up your mind on that one.
Do something, Judy. Put her in her place to prove to them, Judy. You got style and grace, smile then thrust and parry. Don't appear contrary, kiss and embrace. That's not what you call nice, it's baloney. The nice you know is real, not phony. To you, nice is a sweater, a nice boy, nice kippered herring. If you don't speak up soon, you could start swearing. It's Stein with an I.
Now we know. Isn't this fun?
I can't remember having so much fun.
Me neither. Fun, fun, fun. What a good idea.
Thank you. And you were right about Elsie. It's amazing what she can do with such thinning hair. I like nice. Nice is sweet. It's suspending your ethics to be fancy pants at her own game. Oh boy, am I verklempt. It's better than I ever dreamt. Playing nice.
Oh, please, you're just saying that.
But it's true. It's like your whole face has been lifted. Here's to nice. Nice is grand. It's extending a welcoming hand while you smack with the other. Just make the slightest change. Mentally rearrange. What you once thought was of us is now nice.
We'll close with the opening number from It Should Have Been You, I Never Wanted This, where the sister of the bride has a bit of a breakdown helped by her mother, Lisa Howard and Tyne Daly.
Something old, something new, something borrowed, something blue, something bluish. Well, it's true-ish when you're Jewish and 32-ish. You've been waiting for this day. Pantyhose, damn, on this day of celebration where you barely slept a wink. On this day of pure elation, where you sure could use a drink? On this day of aggravation, when you think, I never wanted this, the creamy silk and satin. I never wanted this, the flowers and the fuss. What's the use in getting married? Forget the wedding cake and cook the rice you plan to throw, 'cause you're making a mistake. Still we pray and we fight for a wedding that is joyous, for a day dressed in white that might quite possibly destroy us. So you dream of those vows you'll say while you're throwing your life away. All of this for a steady lay. I never wanted this. Who wants all this attention? I never wanted this. Make a noose and tie the knot. I never wanted to get married. Never wanted to get married. Never wanted to get married.
Jenny, take that veil off. You'll stretch it out so much it won't fit your sister.
And I'm not. Who am I kidding? I wouldn't fit into this if I was cremated.
Jenny, I forgot. Did you cancel the panini station?
Yes.
They'll call them back. What kind of wedding doesn't have a panini station? People will talk.
Whatever.
We hope you enjoyed this and join us next week for part two. Until then, this is Michael Kanacki.
And this is Ted Otten.
Wishing you a pleasant evening from the Dress Circle.